All rise. Criminal Court Part 2 is now in session. The Honorable... and semi-mystical... Harold T. Stone, presiding.
All right, sit down. Nobody even blinked.
Well, I guess they're used to you.
You mean?
The thrill is gone, yes, sir. Here's the docket. Now all we need are the attorneys. I think they had to run over to City Hall. They're both up for an appointment with the mayor's new commission on crime and youthful offenders.
Yeah, well, then maybe they're just stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
I know, I'm late. I am terribly sorry. Forgive me. I am ashamed. I beg your apology. And I promise the court that it will never happen again as long as I live.
Dan's not here either.
Can you believe his nerve? Keeping us waiting like this.
How'd the interview go, Counselor?
Not bad. In fact, I think I demonstrated a lot of knowledge about crime problems as kids.
Great. What about Dan?
He took another approach.
Let me down.
Hi.
You're late.
I know, and I tried to tell him. Doesn't it do your heart good, though, to see such an outpouring of affection?
You paid those kids.
Now, yeah, he has it.
Hey, later. What a lovely gang of lads, huh?
And surprisingly affordable, too, I'll bet.
Well, if you must know, they do receive a small stipend, but it's part of a work-study program in political activism that I established.
You're buying their support.
No. I'm teaching them that I can buy their support.
Say, what about that first case, huh, Bull? What do we got, Mac?
7 counts of lewd and immoral conduct, 5 counts of prostitution, a couple of counts of intent to commit act of prostitution.
Whoa, all by one person?
No, sir, we have 4 defendants. People versus Tawny LaBelle, Cynthia Peters, Patty Valentine, and my wife.
What the hell is this all about?
Hi, Mac. That is my husband.
You never mentioned being married.
Oh, yes. 4 months ago. But I haven't seen him since the wedding.
This what they call an open relationship?
Excuse me.
You see, actually, Mac is just sort of temporarily acting in the role of spouse.
Well, hey, that's all we did,
yeah.
And we got busted for it.
Perhaps.
Mac and Quan Lee are legally married, but it's only a formality so she can stay in the country.
Well, isn't that illegal?
Well, of course it is.
Say, when did I lose control? Right off the bat.
Your Honor.
Miss Young?
As far as I can tell, Quan Lee just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
It's true. I had no place to stay, so my new American friends let me be their roommate.
According to this report, they let the entire merchant fleet be their roommate.
Your Honor, my clients have indicated they would be willing to plead no contest on the first 3 charges, provided prosecution drops the rest.
Agreed.
Peachy, court finds the defendants guilty.
All the defendants?
Correction. Quan Lee Duck is found not guilty by reason of excessive innocence.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Now, as for Tawny and the Tawnettes here, let's make it 10 days.
Oh, come on.
Could I, sir?
Oh, yeah, you can go talk to her. We'll have a short
recess. Sorry, sir.
Forget it. So how was it with somebody else?
Okay, let's go.
Say, you're sexy.
I know. It's a curse.
Quan Lee, how did you wind up with those bimbos? When we got married, I thought you had an apartment over on the Lower East Side somewhere.
I did, but I had to move after the men broke in.
Somebody broke into your apartment?
To put the fire out.
You had a fire?
Yes, my drape started burning.
How did that happen?
Sparks from the couch.
Which was in flames because...
The microwave exploded.
Due to an erroneous setting while...
Heating a can of Cheese Whiz.
Oh, my God.
I was trying to make fondue.
Oh, Quan Lee.
I lost everything, Mac. The Ginsu knives, my Civil War chess set, my special record albums not available in any store.
Quan Lee, why don't I give you some money to help you get back on your feet?
You don't have to do that.
Oh, come on now. You obviously got bills and stuff.
Yes, a few bills.
Okay, then don't be embarrassed. How much do you need?
$18,000.
$18,000? Of these?
What do you think of the new choppers?
I knocked on the door first.
I was here first. I was at the door first. I was.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Something you need?
Your blessing.
Excuse me?
Harry, it's about the appointment on the mayor's commission.
Yes, sir. It seems as though they've narrowed it down to three lovely finalists. Me, her, and some joker from the Bronx.
Well, congratulations. That's quite an honor, isn't it? To have two out of three chosen from our little truck stop on the road to justice.
Yes, indeed, sir. And I am sure that it is a reflection on the brilliant leadership that you provide here at Cole, which is why I would be honored if you could see your way clear to endorse my candidacy to the board.
Well, if you think it would do any good, I'd be glad to write a letter of recommendation for both of you.
No!
No what?
No, sir. You see, it has to be one or the other. Otherwise, it's going to end up looking like some kind of form letter, and it won't carry any weight with them.
Sir, for once, she's right. As I see it, this is an either-or situation, her or me. And may the best man win.
You guys have put me in a tough spot, you know that. I mean, basically, you're asking me to choose between you.
Well, Harry, I don't think that should be so difficult.
Slit skirt, no fair.
Court finds the defendant guilty with a 2-day suspended sentence and a $50 fine. And Mr. Conway, remember that a funeral at St. Pat's is no place for a singing telegram.
Notice how effortlessly I cornered the defendant, Your Honor?
Dan, the man was wearing a chicken suit in the cathedral.
Missed the freedom of religion angle, didn't ya?
Okay, that's lunch, everybody.
Your Honor, about the letter of recommendation.
I haven't made my decision yet, Dan.
Fine. Oh, hey, I understand. Take your time. Do not rush into this. I'm sure your decision will be fair and just per your usual standards.
I'll be in my office. In a diabetic coma.
I think I'm through, Mac.
Oh, they get you processed out okay?
I even got copies of my picture. See?
Oh.
One for each of us.
Yeah. I'll just trim out the prisoner number.
Well, goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye. Wait a minute, though. How about lunch?
Thanks, but I can't. I have to find a place to live.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, don't worry about me. I'll be fine.
Well, wait. Well, where are you gonna go?
I'm not sure. Shelter, mission. I hear the park is nice this time of year.
Quan Lee! Look, you can't stay with me.
I know, Mac. Besides, I would never ask such an imposition of my husband.
I've made my decision, guys. Come on in.
We'll let you know.
I got it! I got it!
can one person be?
Well, there was this guy in Passaic that took a meat cleaver.
Bull! Do you know what I just did?
Does it involve animals?
I just kicked Quan Lee out of here.
How come?
Exactly. What did she do to deserve that? The poor kid doesn't have a penny to her name, and I just turn her loose to the vultures in the street. Yeah? Oh, I gotta go find her. Oh, she's probably out there right now getting beat up by some creep who wants to steal the caps off her teeth.
Mac? Thank you for sharing that.
What took you so long?
Got a minute?
I thought you took it a little too calmly before.
How could you do it, Harry? How could you give it to him? That man is a walking slag heap.
That may be, but he's a well-qualified slag heap.
You like him better!
Billy! Whatever we happen to think of Dan's personality, the fact remains that he is a well-qualified attorney who has several more years' experience at criminal cases than you, so taking everything into consideration, I felt I had to give the nod to him.
Well, fine. And also taking everything into consideration, Your Honor, I have decided to transfer to someone else's courtroom. After all, there must be some place where I rate a little higher than a colleague with the ethics of a dung beetle.
Billy! Billy, come on! Billy, I know you're a little miffed right now, but please don't run your fingernails down the door.
Penny for your thoughts.
There you go again, throwing your money around.
Sorry. I only wish to know why you tell me we should talk and then say nothing.
I'm going over my options in my mind.
Option?
Yeah. See, A, you move in with me and I owe $18,000. B, you don't move in with me and I owe $18,000.
There is no C?
Uh-huh. I get hit by a bus and I die. Owing $18,000.
It is not you who owes money, Mac. It is I.
Yeah, but you see, you're my wife. And the law says what's yours is mine and what's mine is yours.
Even love?
What?
I love you, Mac.
Oh, Quan Lee.
And I miss you.
Quan Lee.
Yes, Mac.
I missed you, too. I guess I didn't realize how much until I saw you again tonight.
Come on, let's have some lunch and talk. I'll buy.
Oh, you'll buy?
Don't leave home without it. I thought it was a law. Oh. No law?
No law.
You ever see Premature Burial with Ray Milland?
Billy did that.
I know. I saw her down in the cafeteria, digging timbers out of her fingers.
Well, I'm telling you, I expected her to be disappointed by my recommendation, but the way she reacted was just totally off the wall.
Your Honor, can I say something off the record?
Sure.
You're a little dense.
How about we go back on the record, huh?
She thinks you don't like her.
But my not giving her the recommendation was nothing personal.
Yeah, not to you. But she wanted you to say, you're doing a good job, Billy. She wanted you to say, I like the way you do things. We all want approval from somebody we care about and respect. And Harry, she cares about you. And she respects you. Goodbye.
Bull, how did you get so smart, anyway?
I've had some rough lessons in life, sir. And I've used those experiences to learn and grow and survive. But mostly it's from watching Donahue.
More pickle chips?
No, those sort of crackers fill me right up.
Mac, I am very sorry I am the cause of all your troubles.
Oh, come on, come on. You're not the cause of all my troubles. Although you've sure helped me to forget what the others might be.
What's a wife for?
Yeah, right. Quan Lee. If we actually live together as husband and wife, I said if, we'd have lots of problems.
All newlyweds have problems.
Who told you that?
Bull. A man named Phil told him.
Quan Lee, but we'd have extra problems. Because even though America is the land of liberty and all that, some people haven't accepted the idea of two people from different races living together as man and wife.
Can you accept it?
Well, of course I can accept it, but it's because I love you.
That is the first time you said you love me.
Quan Lee, there's a chance it could get ugly.
Mac, I have lived with war ever since I was 5 years old. My home was destroyed. Most of my family were killed. And I have lived with that horror every single day of my life. Tell me, can it get any uglier than that?
I can't stand living in a messy apartment.
Cleaning is my hobby.
Well, not to mention, I like to watch a lot of sports on TV.
Go Cubbies.
Plus, I like 3 eggs scrambled every day for breakfast.
You have them any way you like. I don't know how to cook.
Oh, what the hell, Quan Lee? If you think you can put up with me...
I can put up with you. Say okay.
Okay. But the first thing we got to do when we get home is to sit down and figure out exactly what that $18,000 went for.
Agreed.
Fine.
Did I mention the Buick?
Hi, Billy.
Judge Stone.
Okay. I know you're not too thrilled with me right now, but I'd like to show you what I have here in my robe.
Don't you dare. What is it?
Sort of a letter of recommendation. Thought you could take it with you. Read it.
To whom it may concern.
I stole that.
Billy Young is something special.
Why beat around the bush?
She's got a good head on her shoulders, but more important, she's got a good heart. She's earned the respect of her peers and the affection of friends. She's a sworn enemy of the smug and the callous and the corrupt. Because when it comes to other human beings, she's a lover. In the finest sense of the word. In short,
the world is a better place because Billy Young is in it. Sincerely yours, Judge Harold T. Stone.
Harry, this is lovely. I don't know how to thank you.
You could start by withdrawing your application for transfer.
I never sent it in.
How come?
I was afraid they'd accept it.
Come on. I'll fix you a Bartini. Bosco and vermouth.
You're so crazy.
I am not.
R2.
I am not.
R2.
Hey, Dan. Pick a card. Any card.
Uh-huh.
Is it just my imagination, or are you a little less than chipper?
I just found out it's all over. They gave my spot on the commission to the other guy.
You're kidding. What about my recommendation?
Toilet paper. I've got a friend who's on the inside. He said the board chairman thought you were too young and far too flaky to be taken seriously.
You mean I...
destroyed my career. Yeah.
Well, we do what we can.
You know, I just can't believe they gave it to that joker from the Bronx.
Dan Fielding?
What?
I'm the joker from the Bronx.
You mean you... Oh, well, Father, congratulations.
Thank you. Where's Miss Young? I wanted to congratulate her on a race well run. She's well thought of down at City Hall. She's got a big future.
Well, what about me?
Oh, I heard about you, too, and believe me, I know you're going places. Think hot.